Chavtes, I'm a bass.
Mishtabach, Leimim Chizdo, V'Rav Uno. Rav Chizdo was Mishabayach to Rav Uno, the Rav Amnuno, Todem Godel. Rav Chizdo told Rav Uno, oh, this Rav Amnuno, he's an Todem Godel. Amali told him, when he comes to you, bring him to me. I want to see for myself. He also has his little part of studio. When he came, he saw he was not wearing a head covering, which in those days you wore dafka when you were married. Amali, my time with the part of studio. Why are you not wearing a studio? I'm related. I'm not married. I didn't lap him. So if Uno turned away from him, he wouldn't look at him. See to it that you don't see my face again until you get married. Why did Rav Huna treat him this way? Rav Huna time me 20 years to be 20 to get married. This, by the way, this line of Gemara, I believe, was also one of the Pnei Yeshua's rayas. Pnei Yeshua wanted to say that the Gemara's mashma, that all you got to do is get married. Could you sit here, Yemi? Sit over here. All you gotta, right here. There you go. All you got to do is get married. And that's enough to take, what? But not necessarily stick around. That was one of Pnei Yeshua's rayas. That the marriage itself will solve the problem of the Heravera. Meaning, I think that's what he said. I don't know if it's some mukhuch. I guess he... yeah, he's saying the mashmos of the Gemara is, it's the marriage Shabbat. But then you could talk to leave.
Or
the Gemara meant, no.
Are you back to this?
Married, you're there.
No. I'm saying...
It could be out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. But he sure saw in this Gemara... Yeah, I would have thought it's not mukhuch. I would have thought... Yeah, no, it just means, because... When you're married, you stick around usually. Okay, Al Kaponim, I think that was one of his rayas. Fine, so that's what he says. So Omer Rava b'chein tan b'ibr Shmuel ad chav shon until 20 Yoshua Kodesh Baruch Mitzap al Adam Matai Yisa Yisho.
Kept him waiting for a long time.
Until he's 20. Hashem sits and waits. When is he going to get married?
He's 27, I got
married. Kevich get chav once he hits 20 below Nasa, so he's not married. Omer Tipach at Moisif. Means what? Yeah, but it's not good. His bones should blow up.
Tipach, I would say, like crumble.
It's not from minupach. It's not from.
People always use the term rot, but
rot means rot.
No,
I don't know. Or maybe it means rot.
Why do you say that? Did you check the art school?
Where's rot? Like,
why should bones rot?
No, but the word
tipach. I think they crumble.
Okay, Iron Art School, fine. It's not a good thing. Not right now, it's okay. Omer of Chista. Okay, right now. Omer of Chista.
You can continue, he's not listening anyways.
Hi, that Difna. The Gemara what? Mashah says something in the Taich of Tipach, you mean?
He thinks, he's being nice.
He says, the Marshal says, what?
Swell?
Swell, blown up.
Hey, swell, but isn't swell like Menupach. A positive thing?
Very funny. Yeah, the Marshal says, Gishmak, he says, why Tipach Atzmoisov? He says, because the Gemara says there's three Shutfin Ba'adam. When the father comes, he had Tzomis. Because David himself is neither. He's not doing peruvu, meaning he's holding back the atzamas. So means that can be the tibuch atzmoisav. You see, shalosh shutin ba'adam. Each one's in charge of a different part of the body. So it says the father is the bones. So he says, so this guy's not bringing forth the atzamas of his son. So on him we say tibuch atzmoisav. Yeah, that's mashal. Very geschmack. Or not geschmack. But Gishmak of Shat. The reason I have a mile over my contemporaries is in the Sivna B'Shitza, because I got married when I was 16. If you have an Sivna B'Bezan, if I would have gotten married when I was 14, which, by the way, the Mashal learns, when I would have gotten married when I was 14 means Bar Mitzvah. Because, you know, like in the, at least in Torah, in the Chumash, 14th year means...
Like the Chinese.
Yeah, you're in your 14th year. Oh, the Chinese are like us. Yeah?
No, so like he's saying, born, he's one.
So he's saying, yeah, I'm saying that's the Torah. In the Torah counting.
So, oh, you mean the Chinese are like I meant?
Are like the Torah. So here, so what Chizda meant to say was, I wouldn't have any time where I was a Bar Chiyuv and I wasn't married. That's what he meant to say. Had I gotten married when I was 14, Habamino, the Satan Gir Beinecha. I would have told the Satan Gir Beinecha. Why? Why is he picking 14? Because he meant to say from the time it became a Bar Chiyuv.
When you get the Yetzer
Hara. The Yetzer Hara
kicks in at 13. Some of us are 45, but in general, 13.
Fine. Amalei Rabbi Rabbi Nosin Barami. Rabbi Tovin Nosin Barami. Adi Doch Ad Sabri Deborech.
Adi Yodich.
Adi Yodich, right.
Sorry,
right.
I need to correct you. I apologize.
Adi Yodich.
So I made a mistake. Ad Sabri
Deborech. As long as your hand is still tokif over your son, you should get him married. That's the first pshat Rashi. And when's that? Mishitza v'edesim tarit from 16 to 22. V'yamila mitam nisayet v'edesim abal. Others say 18 to 24. Now, Rashi brings two lashonos. The first pshat Rashi is he's talking about getting married. The second pshat Rashi is he's talking about giving him musa. Yeah, you saw that two pshatim in Rashi. Now, after the second pshat, Rashi says ze ikur. I would have thought the first pshat is ikur because we're talking about getting married. That's the sugya over here. Why is Rashi saying the second pshat is ikur? Again, the second pshat is nothing to do with getting married. It's talking about when you should give a musar and techach and things. Yeah, and that Rashi says that's the ikur pshat. Why? So we saw in the Marit a simple teretz because this is Rava talking. This is Rava talking. Rava himself, we just saw a couple minutes ago, says you got to get married by the time you're 20. So how could Rava say in one place 20 and in the other place he says 16 to 22 or 18 to 24? Teretz is. That's not talking about marriage. That's talking about techacha. Hear the bar. That's why the Marit says that the Rashi learns the second pshat ikur. You have any idea what I just said?
You know exactly what you said.
Good.
But I'm thinking about it because, but we're not talking about the tefach in general. We're talking about marriage.
General, no. That second pshat Rashi is.
I understand.
It's got nothing to do with marriage.
We're telling when to get married.
No.
And Rabbi just said that you should.
No, that's
the whole sugya is marriage.
Sugya, enekinami. No, enekinami.
Sugya is marriage.
Enekinami. That's why. Yeah, enekinami.
I know. That's.
That's why I would.
I wasn't coming up with the chiddush. I was saying.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. I would have said. First pshat and Rashi. We're talking about marriage until now. So we're talking about marriage also now. But I'm saying, you hear.
Is Rashi saying that they're really?
Yeah. Where did Rashi
really one?
Why did Rashi say the second pshat?
Rashi saying that they're really one.
No, it's two different pshatim. Loshen Acher. Loshen Acher. Just saying, why did Rashi need the Loshen Acher?
It's from the later date, not the earlier.
Yeah,
date.
Whatever, yeah.
Until 23.
Or both. I'm saying, once it's 20.
He says, the first thing he says is.
Because 20 is not
until 20, Hashem waits to see if it really matters.
Yeah, until 20.
You can start at 16.
I mean, you can start at 16. Okay, so for the later date.
Say later date, until 20.
Yeah, 22 or 24.
That's a problem.
Here it says 20. Yes, I think that's what the Marit says, that the Inachanami, that's where Rashi got the second shot from.
So why is it
okay.
The first shot?
What?
Why is the first shot?
How'd you learn from the first shot? I don't know.
And according to the Marshal,
the Marit doesn't speak it out as, the way I did, that is a steer and rub. It doesn't say those words, it's a steer and rub. It just says it's not like the Gemara before. I spoke it out a little stronger than that because they both happen to be rub. But if you speak it out, you say it like that. Yeah. But then you're right. What, so in the first shot, what would you say? I mean, Rashi still brings the first shot. I mean, Lechinami, I don't know. Lechinami. Okay, good. Weiter, Kutunai, this is Mechakis Tanoim, Mechanoich Nanar Pidarkoi, Rav Yudav Lam Nechem, Mechalema Mishitz Vedesim Tartin, Mechalema Mishitz Vedesim Barbo. Now here's also interesting. Mechanoich Nanar Pidarkoi, I would have thought Pshat in the Gemara is that it depends on each individual Nar, meaning the Bryce has come to explain why there's a range. Why is saying from 16 to 22? Just give a number. Torah says, this is going to take 16, this is going to take 17, this takes 18. That's what I would have thought shot in the pasuk is, at least in the context of this braisa. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Api darkoi. How does Rashi learn Api darkoi? Derech shekol yomav yemis nahig boi, chanoich le benarusoi. Chanoich le nar Api darkoi. Bimechanik benairus, in the derech what I'm doing when he gets older. That's a totally different shot in the pasuk. So I don't know. I don't know why Rashi learned that way, but if you look at the Marsha learns like we said. Marsha says, I guess, Luli Dibi Rashi, he would have learned Pshat, exactly like we just said. Darkoi means for this one 16, for this one 17, for this one 18, 19, 20, 22. Ayin Shom. Okay, you're keeping track, you're writing the side of your Gemara. We so far had the Marsha by Tipach Atzmoisov, the Marsha by 14, the Marit by Rashi Loshen Iker, and the Marsha by the Chanoch Nara Pi Darko. Yeah, by the Loshen Iker one. That was Marit, yeah. No, we had three Marshas and one Marit.
It's actually one Marsha said three different things.
Yeah. Ah, they can have an Lamiz Mele Torah. Now, let's go back to the Chiv of teaching in Torah. Until what does that chiv extend to? Talking about everything. If you're taught a mikra, you don't have to teach a mishnah. See, the only Torah. Teretz is Kizvud Mendon v'loy Kizvud Mendon. Kizvud Mendon Shalom Davi Aviv. That which we're learning about Kizvud Mendon is that the grandfather is also Chayim. V'loy Kizvud Mendon. V'ilu v'hasam mikra mishra talmid alachas v'agadus. V'ilu harcha mikra levad. But in what he taught him, that we're not learning about Kizvud Mendon. Because he taught him everything, and the chiv is really only mikro. Okay, so we're being arrived in Zulim and Dan Megabe, who's chayiv, but we're not being arrived in Zulim and Dan Megabe, what you chayiv, because that's only mikro. Now, the very interesting makne. You won't appreciate the makne yet. Let's go a little weiter. No, you need. You don't need Robert to ask the kasha, it's true. Maybe Nechanami, yeah, you're right. Maybe the bunch of chachos is first define that you don't need it. It just goes together, just saying what it is, defining the braisa. But you're right, the very fact that it says Veloy Mishnah, that's enough to ask a kasha. No matter what mikra entails. One thing it doesn't entail is Mishnah. So that's enough that you're right. Yeah. I wonder if anybody's asked that. I don't know. Look around. Is that what you look around?
The tzaga asked.
See if anybody asked the. Well, you know what I mean? See if anybody asks this kasha, okay? But why the Gemara needed Rava in order to ask the Mesvi? No, Zevi knows. He has his places to look. Zevi knows. Okay? Like quickly in the back to see if they ask it. Very quickly.
It almost seems parenthetical.
What? Rava?
Almost. Like Rashi says, Torah says, Velo Nevim Ksubim.
Yes.
Yeah? No. I mean, you can if you want to. But you're, I don't know if you need that, though. I don't know if you need that, though. Yeah, no, I didn't see anybody asking it. Yeah, fine, right. I want to get back to that Rashi, by the way. It's an important Rashi. I want to get back to it, but not yet, because what the Machna says, we need to see a little bit right there first. But that's an important Rashi. Rashi says, Torah v'loy nevi m'ksuvim. Torah v'loy nevi m'ksuvim.
Well, that's the Hashkafa nowadays.
I want to come back to that.
Isn't that the Hashkafa?
I want to come back to that. Okay, right. Who says the grandfather is chayiv? V'tanya, but the matter of mitzvah is b'neichem. B'neichem, b'le b'nei b'neichem. There's no chayiv to b'nei b'neichem. Mari mekayim v'odatam the b'necha vil l'vnei v'necha. The matter of she called malamis b'nei toira. Mari of course we lom the lawyers b'noi the ben b'nei tzok kavadoyris. Because by teaching him Torah, it's going to continue on. But that's what it means. It doesn't mean you have actually a chiv on your grandson.
That's what
he meant. So the Teretz says, high tan heels like the following Tana, the Tana of the Madadim Oysab as B'nechem, Eidli of the B'nechem, B'nei B'nechem, Minayin, Tamiloyim, Rodatam, the Vanecha, Velibne Vanecha. Not like the previous Tana who learned that Rodatam, the Vanecha just means. When you teach your taught, it's like when you teach your son, it's like you're teaching all the Torahs. But rather, this Tana holds, it literally means you have a chiyuv to teach Torah to your grandson. Im kein matam loyim b'neichem. B'neichem means v'loy b'neseichem.
Why does this limud change anything? Stam, that's the way the Tana wants you to learn it.
That's how, yeah, that's how we learned that. That the chiyuv.
So we say the same words. But datum doesn't have to be a
yeah,
chiv.
But
he decided it means chiv.
It's machlokes how to learn the pasuk.
Oh,
maybe she was fine. So that's how you know this chiv. The grandfather, and that's why Zvulim and Don was taught by his grandfather. Fine. Oh, Rabbi Shub and Levi, call him a lamiz ben benay toiro. My love, because of kilu kiv the mear sinai. Shnehema, b'yudat the mech of the vnivnecho. There's a smichus from the pasuk of Yodatem, which is the pasuk which teaches us that you're chayav to teach your grandson, and that's right next to Yoyim Shemad of Nevim Shem Lekach B'Choyrev. Shmuel Levi learns out from there that the meaning connected to this is if you teach your grandson Torah, Ma'ala V'Kotz of Kilu. You makabel straight from our Sinai. Chiyav Rav Ashkelon Shmuel Levi the Shadi Dis Navreishu v'Kamatel Nukli v'Knishto. Amalei Michael Lehi. Amalei Mizutim Ayduksiv V'Hal Datan V'Nechav V'Somel Yom V'Shabbat V'Nam Shachar V'Choyrev. Yeah, Mekan Veilik L'Chiyav Rav Lo Tom Mumtzah Adam Mikol Inuko U'Moisvei. He would not eat anything in the morning. He would not eat his barbecue breakfast.
You like that one, don't
you? Until he would go over with the kid from yesterday, and also teach him something vital. Rabbi Ravuna Latom Mumso at the Maizu Nigga Be Medrash, he would not eat until he brought the kid to the Beis Medrash. After they learned this Kavaldik Yisoid from Rabbi Shuban Levi, when they saw Rabbi Shuban Levi donning his head in a rushed way and running to bring the kid to teach him Torah, because it's like Makabot Marsinai, Ad Kandi Bergamon. It's good. Someone told me Reb Chaim Salvechik used to eat a big piece of meat before he looked the sugar in. Because the protein or whatever was good for the
brisket.
Yeah. Is that what they did? Okay. Now, two machnas I want to speak out. Two geshmaka machnas. First of all, the machna says, what is this mida kenegan mida? That if you teach the grandson Torah, the adatim levenecha, the livne levenecha, so it's kiyilu you makabel from our Sinai. So he says the Makna that every door is further and further from the source. Every door is further and further from the source. There was a Kabbalah's a Torah. And every door since then, there's more of a richuk from that place. So, by teaching the grandson, he's allowing the grandson to connect further back one generation less of a richuk to the original. That's what he did. So by doing that, we say, it's kilu, you got a mamash Mar Sinai. We also connect you further back. The midik and midik to the grandfather is he allowed the grandson to connect further back. So in Mele it says, we connect you further back. It's kilu, you got the Torah, yashar from Mar Sinai. It's one very good shmak, a machna, the way he explains it. And the other machna is like this. Back to that Rashi. Rashi says, Torah, v'loy nabi m'ksubim. When the Raisa said, Yoni Chayiv to teach a Mikra and not Mishnah, Rashi says, what's Mikra? And Rava says, that means Torah. Rashi says, Torah and not Nach. That's what Rava wanted over here. So, Frek the Machna, if it's Torah, not Nach, it should have said, what? Yeah, it should have said Mikra, v'loy Nach. By jumping the Mishnah, it's Mashma, Nach is included. If I say Mikra,
it's being very specific.
If I say Mikra, yeah, but what's Veloy Mishnah? Yeah, but it's skipped in between. If I say Mikra and not Mishnah, so what does that tell you about what's in between? The Chara that's included. Meaning, how does it go in the totem pole? The Torah, the Vim, Ksuvim, Mishnah, Talmud, whatever, Halakas, Agadas. I'm saying, the Braisa jumped over Nach. Yeah? Meaning, if Mikra means not Nach, then it definitely means not Mishnah, so what did it speak out? Not Mishnah. The fact that it speaks out not Mishnah is Mashmah Yenach. No? The Chayat Torah Shabbat, as we dealt with the Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, going in order. So the Machna says, name. The Machna says, where did they get this from? Let's ask ourselves, where does this come from that it's only Mikra? Where do we know it from? Where does Rav know it? Mikra Zut Torah. The Braisa. Lam de Mikra Eim Lam de Mishnah. How do we know that the Chiv is limited to Mikra? So the Machna says, even though the Gemara itself doesn't say this, but the Machna wants to say, the Gemara knew it from the Drusha later on. Because what's the Drusha later on? Rodatim the Vnecha, the Nivanecha. Sinai. Yoy, which rather Vnecha, Lubdai, which I Sinai. So the only thing from Sinai that I have to teach him.
That's also.
That's why it's Mikra, below Mishnah.
Yeah, but Mishnah, the Torah Shabbal Pei also.
So he says, so very good. So he says the Machne says like this. He says, so Rashi is saying it means Torah. That's a rubber one. That Rashi is explaining rubber, Torah, not Nach. If he's saying Torah, not Nach, so why do you have to tell me not Mishnah? What's he telling me not Mishnah? That's already further down the list. Torah says, no, it's not further down the list. Because Mishnah includes Torah Shabbal Pei, which was said over at Sinai. So other Rabba, if you come from that vantage point, if you come from the drush of Sinai, Mishnah come even before Nach. So Mishnah, but not Nach, but maybe Mishnah, yeah. So I need the Braisa to teach me, no, not Mishnah. Somehow they knew it was only the Torah itself. But now you understand why that which the Braisa had to mean, my Mishnah is not a Kasha in Rashi.
Yes.
Shmaka Makla. Yeah? No, Kasha Rashi was according to you. Why is it Braisa be my Mishnah? Torah says name. It does because we're talking about Sinai. Mishnah is also Sinai. Nach's less Sinai than Mishnah is in a certain sense, right? Because that's could be everything's given at Sinai technically, but I mean like the Nach is what happened henceforth. The Mishnah is directly going together with whatever it says in the Torah. Explaining the Pesukim in the Torah. But there's chalakim of Mishnah which are there abundant also. But the big chedek of Mishnah is Torah Shabbat Pei, Toraisa. It's the pshat in the Torah Shabbat which was given at Sinai. So that I need a special meat in the Braisa. No, somehow they knew. How they knew that, I don't know. It only means Mikra, not Mishnah. Yeah. Question is how they knew it. Because when the Machna is saying it, you learned from Sinai, so Adarabah, maybe it should be Mishnah. That's for sure not. That's what Rashi says. Again, we learned last time that the poskim are mechalek between schar and not schar. It could be that the chiv teach all these things, just no chiv to pay for it. I saw last time the Gra was mechalik between paying for it and not paying for it. Okay. There's, before we go back to this one Mar Mokum which you have to learn, now that we saw this Chiv with the grandfather, so there's a Tshuva serving Kivager, Simon Membeis, which I wrote down when we first started Milo. But we never actually did it. You guys saw it inside last time that Tshuva serving Kivager? Yeah, because I probably did not do it because it was like totally separate in the Kud than what we were working on. But now it's Kedai to see. You see what you have written down there? The Kivager, Tshuva, Simon Membeis. It has to do with the Chiv Talmud Torah that a grandfather has for a grandson. And after we see that, we're going back to it. We're on the move. The first few minutes of every day, we're learning Chanukah now, so don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
And nobody here, I want to let you all